Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Hey, Magical Engineer Frank, heads up. You ready? He's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show. First part of the hour, we're going to be talking about the cancer complex. What that may mean? Well, you have to stay tuned and see. We do have a quack report. But before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And in Romans 8, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen in that. And if you don't know the Lord, seek his face, mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the Quacker, and we're going to talk more about this. in the first part of the show. They're saying most cancer screenings don't extend life. This is a study. They said the screenings don't ultimately give anyone extra time beyond their regular lifespan. This was a new review of clinical trials, over 2.1 million people in the trials. Six kinds of common tests for cancer were involved. The findings were published in the August 2023 JAMA Journal of Internal Medicine. So we're going to talk more in depth on that in just a little bit. Moving along in the quacker, let's see, a new highly mutated COVID-19 strain, they say, was discovered in the UK. Pyrola is the name of it. Scientists have identified a highly mutated strain of the COVID-19 in the UK and several other countries. This new variant, they named BA286 or Pyrola, has a high number of genetic changes from the original Omicron variant. Now, despite confirming one case in the United Kingdom, health security agencies, they have declined to give any more details about this variant. And experts have said that the newly discovered strain could have up to 30 changes in its protein makeup. And researchers are on alert as they believe that the mutations could beat down the human antibody system or even they say, you know, just disable a vaccination. Well, to date, only 6 cases of Pyrola infection have been detected worldwide. First detected late July 2023. So, you know, on we go. If you were listening to this show, you know that vaccine manufacturing mutates the viruses. And, of course, if there's been any protein changes, I wonder if it was just man-made changes. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, get this, a deep blue sea. The deep blue seas, Frank, are fading. Yeah, oceans are turning a new color or a new hue across parts of the Earth, according to the study. This was, they looked at all the Earth's oceans, and they're noticing they're changing color in the last 20 years. So the deep blue color depicted so richly on your postcards are now disappearing, they say, particularly if you're in the tropics. This did get published in the nature.com website, and they said the color shift was discovered by as researchers poured over 2 decades worth of satellite data. So looking above the sky. They eventually concluded 56% of the ocean surface was greener than it was before the turn of the century. And they say we don't know what is causing the trend. They say it could be organic matter, changes in the type of quantity of phytoplankton. They really just don't know. They need to analyze it more. So your deep blue is becoming green. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about the cancer complex for just a little bit here. This is a recent report in the August 2022. Three Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine, and they reported that the cancer screenings do not offer patients precious time beyond their lifespan. Therefore, the common screening tests that people are asked to take every year to provide early detection for cancer really does not add any longevity to the patient. And the research involved clinical trials of more than 2 million people who had 6 kinds of common tests for cancer. Frank has something to say about oceans. Maybe the oceans, never mind, Frank. I'm not even going to go there. Behave over there, Frank. All right, let's read a quote from the journal article here. They said, doctors have encouraged people to get routine cancer screenings for nearly a century. And depending on age, the American Cancer Society recommends routine cancer screenings. Oh, yeah, once you turn 50, Frank, you're going to hear from the doctors if you go to them. You need to get a colonoscopy. If you're a female, you need to get a colonoscopy. And, you know, mammogram. Guys need to get a prostate PSA test. So, well, the concept here to having the screening was to detect cancer early before symptoms start in order to begin treatments to improve survival and prevent premature death. However, it seems this new research states The screening does not change that outcome. So if that is the case, the journal articles really are marketing tools that have, you know, stated early detection increases, not decreases, cancer mortality. It may be just a marketing ploy then. And they the study listed one exception. They said that it was the colorectal screening that checks for the lower colon for problems there. They say that may extend the life of the patient 3 months. So that's the exception. Now, the researchers said that depending on the cancer, the harms and burden that is produced by the screening and subsequent treatments may or may not be worth it. So, I mean, the fact that they say there's harms involved and a burden involved to patients regarding screening and the treatments, you know, that kind of just, you know, screams at you, whoa. Going back to that journal, American Medical Association journal, they said, the authors of the new research suggest that rather than emphasize that cancer screenings save lives, doctors should be clear about their absolute benefits, harms, and burdens, end of quote. Yeah. Get that full disclosure. Well, let's look at some of these tests. The screening tests people are encouraged to take to detect cancer. Breast cancer, of course, is on the list, and the cost of a test like that, depending on what region of the country you're in, could be anywhere from $150 to $750. Cervical cancer screening, $200 to $300. Colorectal, $1,370 to $3,200. There's anesthetics involved with that. That's probably it. Lung screening for cancer, $250. Prostate, anywhere from $100 to $300. And, you know, if you think about it, some clinics sometimes offer free scanning tests, and most insurance companies do cover the cost of most of these tests. Now, I did read and reported recently that people in the UK, with the free healthcare over there, which isn't really free, they pay for it through their debit out of their paycheck, they're offered free scanning, screening for cancer, and they turn it down. What do you suppose that is? Okay, everything's free. Why turn it down? Well, in the United States, the money that is made on cancer screening alone, in 2020, was $209 billion. Just the screening. Therefore, I don't think healthcare professionals are going to they're not going to receive new training on what the screening can and can't do regarding longevity. No. Nobody wants to say goodbye to that kind of money, right, Frank? Here's a quote from the Journal of American Medical Association. They said, the researchers looked at clinical trials that involved at least 9 years of follow-up reporting, and they found no significant differences in lifetime gain with the other most common cancer screening tests. Mammography or the mammograms for breast cancer, colonoscopy, the fecal occult blood testing or endoscopy tests, the prostate-specific antigen test or the PSAs, and the computated tomography for current or former smokers for lung cancer. They go on to say, with the growing enthusiasm for expensive multi-cancer detection blood tests, particularly among policymakers, it will be important to do large randomized clinical trials like the ones in the JAMA study to truly understand whether such tests save lives and warrant the cost. Do you suppose you're going to do that, Frank? I don't think so. You know? So we also find that tests have 20% error margins built into them. In addition, there is also the subjectiveness to reading the tests that come into play. This is Thomas Gates. He's a medical doctor with the American Family Physicians Journal. He says, failure to account for the effects of overdiagnosis bias can lead to overestimation of screening benefits. And let's see, he goes on to say, Other potential harms for screening include false negative results, which lead to false reassurances, and overdiagnosis. For example, he says, detection of disease that will never cause symptoms. And he says, finally, when treatment is ineffective or has important harms associated with it, early detection can result in a net harm rather than a benefit. End of quote. Yeah, so, you know, and since the research is showing there may be a 3-month extension to life at best, patients then are spending their last days paying huge medical bills and funeral expenses, getting ready for those funeral expenses. Well, it is a moneymaker. Money answers all things. And by now we are realizing that the cancer screenings and the treatments are a huge moneymaker for healthcare. And we could justify the cost and risks if such tests and procedures and treatments actually worked to improve the quality of life and significantly extend a person's life. But sadly, it doesn't. And healthcare professionals in oncology already know this. However, the cancer treatments net $320 billion and the cancer drugs another $104 billion each year. Unbelievable money. Oh. Can you wrap your brain around that kind of money, Frank? I can't. Too many zeros. I don't know. It's just, you know, I go blind after a while looking at the zeros. Well, this is John Whitaker. He says, in my opinion, conventional cancer therapy is so toxic and dehumanizing that I fear it far more than I fear death from cancer. And we know that the conventional therapy doesn't work, and if it did, you would not fear cancer any more than you would fear pneumonia. End of quote. This is Dr. Alan Levin. He's the author of The Healing of Cancer. He says, most cancer patients in the United States die of chemotherapy. Chemotherapy does not eliminate breast, colon, or lung cancers. This fact has been documented for over a decade, yet doctors still use chemotherapy for these cancers. End of quote. It's called money. Money answereth all things. Oh, my goodness. So there's got to be a better plan, you know, and there is, actually. God's provided it. So the medical schools tend to condition our doctors to think that the only valid therapies are drugs and surgery, and nutrition and medicinal plants, well, they don't even factor into their treatment. So Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada, well, those folks were willing to investigate dandelion root when they discovered their leukemia cancer patients were improving when they were drinking dandelion root tea. So Hippocrates said, food is your medicine. And God said, herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And guess what? God can't lie. No, he can't. Billions of people have used herbs with success, and so can you. I know people tell me all the time, I don't know where to start. Well, you didn't know where to start when you learned to brush your teeth and tie your shoes, but you started somewhere. Okay? So, you know, it's time to pony up and get educated. You know, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And it makes sense. If Satan's down here in this world, if this is the realm he's in, he would want to change the whole, you know, landscape. And take things that are good for you and make them sound like they're not. And things that are bad for you, make them sound like they're good for you. See? And that's exactly what we have. See? That's what we have. So if you're interested in learning, you know, roll up your sleeves and take the first step, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have a free product catalog to send you. And the best thing about that outfit is they send you information on all their products so you can learn about the plants. Okay, so you can understand the benefit that's in the plant, and there's a benefit because God made it, and he promises there's a benefit. Give them a call. They're Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. They have a brand new website. So far, you know, the feedback's pretty good. People like it. Thepowerherbs.com. Now, they're having a Labor Day sale. perfect time if you're new to try some things. And, you know, the small sizes are a good test. And if you're an avid user of the product line, a regular, perfect time to stock up on stuff you're going to need for the flu season. I mean, the winter and cold and flu season just, you know, a couple of weeks away. And I'm already getting calls of people with, you know, sinus infections and sore throats and stuff. So save right now 25% with the Labor Day sale. Use coupon code LABOR23 when you're checking out. You can use that over the phone. You can write that on your order form. But you do want to hurry because the sale does end on September 4th and restrictions do apply. And at the very least, give them a call or visit their website and get a free catalog. So you can download one if you don't want to wait for a hard copy, but a hard copy is mailed to you, and it's free. ThePowerHerbs.com. So check that out as soon as you can. If you are a big fan of information to learn more, then you'll really like their free online newsletters that go out each week. HealthQuest is going out on Friday. That's tomorrow. So I would sign up tonight and get on their list. And if you want the American Survival, hey, sign up for that one too. That goes out on Tuesday. So you'll have each week some empowering information that you're not going to get anywhere else. That's it. All right. Let's see. I picked up something here. Here it is. And I got a few minutes here. I just want to talk about, hey, Frank, do you know what Quicksilver is? It's kind of an old term, Quicksilver. Well, the average person would have to be at least 40 to know what the term Quicksilver and what it means. Mercury. Thank you, Frank. I know you're over 40. That's exactly right. People, you know, when I ask younger people what Quicksilver is, some of them say, I don't know, is that the name of the Lone Ranger's horse? No! Generation Xers, they kind of guess at it, though. And Quicksilver, well, if you had any, you'd feel like you were run over by a horse. So getting down to the silver bullets of it all, no pun intended, Quicksilver is another name for your mercury treatments, and it was used not only a few hundred years ago, but it was also used in the ancient world of Babylon. And unfortunately, guess what? It's also used here in our modern medical treatments. If you had a vaccine, you've gotten mercury. That's it. So where in the world are we going with this? Well, who thinks up these kind of weird treatments, you know, down through the ages? Well, if you want to trace the origins of Quicksilver treatment, you have to go way back to 600 AD. And you will recall in one of my previous articles and shows, we talked about the Arabs were the first to introduce clinical medicine and was the first to open drug stores in the 9th century. But prior to that, the Arabs were busy perfecting what is called alchemy from the Babylonian roots that they had. And the Arabs introduced alchemy. It's a composition of chemistry and strange philosophies, heavy metals and things. And they introduced it to Europe with the promise of giving them more deeper secrets into nature. And so what they actually were digging up was Pandora's box. And the truth beneath the alchemist's veil is pretty much spiritual. It's witchcraft. It's sorcery. And, yes, they did dabble with chemicals and metals in their profession. However, it really doesn't take much to really notice that in simple terms, alchemy used a twisted philosophy. They actually believed that wisdom was locked inside stones, and that the term philosopher's stone came from that. They also claimed to make gold out of common metal elements, and before the average person could actually say, giddy up, silver away, by the 13th century, there was a heady new science in Europe that was really run mostly by the Arabs at that time. So with 600 years of chemical techniques behind them, the Arab alchemists were considered light years ahead of the European counterparts, and Arab alchemists were able to influence medicine using metal compounds, which were easily assimilated by the body, they say, also known Quicksilver, mercury. So Your Quicksilver is a product of alchemy. The mercury inclusion in your vaccine treatments is really got its roots in alchemy. So, kind of a big surprise to many people that modern medicine practices alchemy every day. And when I talked to Dr. Rebecca Carley years ago on the show, here right here on Herb Talk, we touched on alchemy, and of course, Dr. Carley said alchemy was not practiced anymore, which I disagreed. And I said, well, it's in vaccines, it's in chemotherapy, it's in radioactive isotopes, it's injected into patients for x-ray studies. Dr. Carley really hadn't thought of it that way, she said. And to Dr. Carley's credit, she does not practice she doesn't practice conventional medicine anymore. She got out of that. Now the Hindus called alchemy a word called Rasasiddhi, which is it means knowledge of mercury. So exposure to mercury, either once or repeatedly, can produce the following health risks: chronic coughing, chest tightness, difficulty breathing, fatal pneumonias, upset stomach, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, kidney damage, mood swings, hallucinations, memory loss, cognitive dysfunctions, apathy, rash, itching, allergies, birth defects, vision problems, and death. So I really can't help but notice the correlation of mercury in vaccines and the increased rate of the following problems: ADD, autism, Alzheimer's, depression, obsessive compulsive disorders, various behavioral problems, especially anger and rage, cataracts, eczema, and so on. See a correlation there? I sure do. Oh, I sure do. So why are they using mercury? Well, the Arabs did prefer mercury, other than it was really easily absorbed by the human body. If we go back to their twisted philosophies, the alchemists held mercury in high esteem because it was considered a mysterious metal. This suggests that the alchemists didn't know enough about mercury, and the alchemists were fascinated with mercury's ability to be simultaneously light and simultaneously heavy in weight, and it was responsive to temperature changes. It was this silvery metal, and it caught the eye. And hundreds of years earlier, the ancient Romans, Galen and Dioscorides, they all banned mercury from medical treatments by 200 AD. Romans kind of knew something. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the prostate kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. Oh, the bouncy music. Thank you, Frank. All right. Yes, we were born to be alive. Yes. And we got to be careful what we put in the temple of God, or we're not going to be alive much longer. Well, we're going to talk about how the Arabs kind of reasoned that your mercury, your quicksilver, was the way to go with regard to treatments. Well, the Arabs argued that other potent poisons were beneficial if they were prepared and administered correctly. And most of you will probably think, you know, of snake venom as an antidote. So in the ancient world, it was poisonous plant compounds which were used and mineral compounds were being investigated. So history, the records of history of the Arab alchemists, they frantically experimented with mercury on apes. And after many animal trials, the Arabs did not want to give up on the mercury as a treatment, so they came up with the idea to use it topically in ointments to treat scabies, lice, and dermatitis. So this led to surgeons, particularly those in the European areas, to use mercury ointments, believing it to be harmless since it was not inhaled or taken inside the body. All right, so what they really discovered was that mercury causes great destruction to mucous membranes. And to make mercury ointments, the mercury goes through a process which creates friction or heat. And in that process, mercury becomes more easily absorbed into the bloodstream, creating a toxic chain reaction. One application of mercury ointment did have some success at very little success. But consistent use, it wasn't. Used on callous syphilis sores, mercury ointment worked because mercury salts kill the bacteria, and that's why mercury was used as a preservative in vaccines loaded with bacteria. And many European physicians jumped on this treatment to become specialists because people did not want to go to their regular family physicians with, you know, sexually transmitted diseases. So what the modern treatments of today have, we have very little honest testing to be really, you know, honest about it, which, you know, the specialized fields have revealed later that your mercury in vaccines is pretty risky. Botox, injection of botulism, a toxin A, also risky, very risky. Well, you know, if you're not real big fans of pharmaceutical drugs, surgery, or modern alchemy in them, well, then you have some options. God's provided some of these options. And if you look from your scripture, I encourage you to do it. Seek the Lord's face from Genesis to Revelation. You'll read in Genesis chapter 1, the herbs of the field are convenient, they're meat. And then we have in Psalms 104, verse 11, herbs are here for the service of man. We have similar encouragement in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, and of course in Revelations chapter 22, verse 2, the herbs are for the healing of the nations. So right all through the Bible, God's saying, hey, you know, I made this medicine, why aren't you using it? Well, a lot of people are. They've gotten back to their roots, if you will, no pun intended, and they're using the medicinals. Unfortunately, in some parts of the world, you know, they're trying to outlaw a lot of that stuff, highly restrict it. If you go to Germany, you need a doctor's prescription for echinacea. Yeah. So with the European Union, when their health ministry kind of took over, those folks lost over 20,000 herbs right off the market. They can't go to a health food store and get combination herb products. Nope. They are a big fan of herbs. Don't get me wrong. They know it works. I mean, the German E-Commission, big fan of herbs. They write about it all the time. Works great. But you have to get a prescription. They're regulating it. They're highly restricting it. And you have to pay a lot of money for it. So don't let that happen here on your supplement industry, because they're trying many ways to do that. So we got a few minutes here before we have to say goodbye. So we're going to talk about how you can really assess the effectiveness of your immune system for the most part without having to do blood work and things. So if you want to determine the function or the non-function of how healthy your immune system is, you can. You can actually predict even how efficient your immune system is going to work during the cold and flu season. So if you have some basic knowledge on what influences your immunity, you can get a general idea how good or bad the immune system is working. Let's check it out. So if you were to collect some information, let's say on your diet, your relationships, your past medical treatments, and your exercise habits, well, then you can kind of gauge the level of your immune system and how it's functioning. So one of the major things to not overlook, though, in your detective work, as it were, is stress. You want to also look at how much stress you're under. So the amount of stress that you are dealing with is a huge immune system suppressor. This outside stimulus can, you know, really derail your immune system, and you should guard against this. So stress can increase the likelihood of you having more inflammation, and because of the anti-inflammatory signals become blocked when you're under stress. So you have more inflammation. And according to the American Psychological Association, stress messes up your hormones. And again, more inflammation from that. And you want to say, well, how does this work? Well, stress impairs the immune system's ability to respond to the glucocorticoid hormones. And they think that they're responsible for identifying inflammation. That's what they think they're there for. So infection and reaction to trauma, things like that. So whether the stress is coming from your workload, your relationships, or finances, or you just went through an accident, your stress levels are going to be elevated and your immune system function is going to be lower. So watch the stress. You know, get some coping mechanisms going. We've talked about those on the show. I'm not talking about drinking. Not talking about smoking. That's not what I'm talking about. Well, so you've got a lot of enemies that can really sabotage your immune system. And modern science has kind of lumped the enemy of your immune system into four categories. One is viruses, The next one's bacteria, then fungi, and parasites. So these are the enemies modern medicine say can, you can see them microscopically, so they're real. However, your immune system has many enemies such as depression, anxiety, and other psychological problems. So again, this suppresses immune system function and you may get sick frequently. Well, another enemy is your sedentary lifestyle, or if you're being exposed to consistent radiation. And so we can't forget, surgery, that can also remove some of the immune system organs like appendix or tonsils or glands. Sometimes people have had those removed. Also, what about detrimental effects of your vaccines on your immune system? So science is saying 59% of Americans have immune systems that aren't capable of even fighting off a bird flu. And how would they know that? Well, it's an assumption based on the faulty theory that vaccines protect you from a specific disease when you are injected with the disease itself plus a whole bunch of other toxins. So the bird flu is now included in a lot of your annual flu vaccines. So really, how could the immune system protect you when it's assaulted with a vaccine containing things like aluminum and formaldehyde and mercury, plus the viruses in there? So your adjuvants that you hear them talk about all the time, those things are supposed to, hyperdrive an immune system response so you can make antibodies. Well, what it does is aluminum. It'll hyperdrive the immune system to become an autoimmune response, which means you don't have an immune system. So by the time, disease reaches your bloodstream when you get an artificial infection called an inoculation, all the checks and balances that your immune system relies on to protect you have been usurped, okay? And no antibodies are going to be manufactured against that disease, okay? So the pathogens lay dormant for a while in your system, waiting for an opportunity to invade more cells, sink deeper into the tissues, and really make you sick. And this isn't my opinion. This is from scientific virologists writing this stuff. So it's conversations I've had with many of them. So the immune system killer is real, okay? And so in your winter season, what do we do, Frank, in the winter? Well, we're indoors more, right? So we're kind of in close contact with folks at work and at home. Kids go to school, pick stuff up, bring it home. But more importantly, during the winter season, we are, celebrating holidays, and there's lots of sugar around. So sugar can paralyze your immune system for hours, and it can increase the risk of a lot of inflammation in the body. So you may not really realize how much sugar you have consumed at one holiday get-together. So you have refreshments. Maybe it's soda. Maybe there's alcohol in the soda. And that's a third of a cup of sugar right there. The average soda has 20 teaspoons of sugar in it. And that can suppress your immune system for at least 30 minutes. And 40 to 75% people, if they have more than one beverage, that's 8 hours of suppression because it's magnified. So studies have shown that just 75 to 100 grams, that's 2.5 to 3.5 ounces of sugar, is enough to suppress the immune system. One candy bar shut off your immune system for a whole day. So you've had your beverages, okay? Well, then you have this entree meal. Maybe there's a dinner roll with it. And then maybe the entree's followed by dessert and maybe a cocktail, a piece of pie and some cake. Maybe you're having coffee with more sugar in it. So before you know it, you've consumed more sugar all at one meal, one sitting, one holiday meal than you would probably normally consume in a month. People don't realize how much they're getting. What about the kids? And the kids are smaller than adults, and they're getting a lot of sugar too, and this is not good. So how does the sugar derail your immune system? Well, according to this 1973 study for Loma Linda University. The sugar has a negative effect on your white blood cells. These are the lymphocytes, leukocytes. This is the antibodies. White blood cells make your antibodies. They make those killer T-cell macrophages, and that's your immune system right there. So the sugar disrupts that. So the antibodies, your killer T-cells, macrophages, their job is to search and destroy infectious pathogens. Well, if they're suppressed, that's not what they're doing. They're in a hammock somewhere having a little snooze. All right, so it appears that sugar can create a chain reaction. Ooh, a chain reaction of responses in your body in which the immune system may really not know which to respond to first. Inflammation could be the immune system's only response, and it explains why people with gout will have a flare-up around the holidays. Okay? Because you're eating a lot of rich food, and you're eating a lot of meat with acids in them, uric acid will inflame gout and arthritis in a skinny minute. So if you feel that your diet is really not too healthy and you eat too much sugar and you don't get enough regular exercise, well, then you've picked up maybe 10 or more pounds. And then if you take the over-the-counter vitamins and the prescription meds, and sometimes you may get a flu shot, then you can see you're going to need a little work. Your immune system needs a little boost in its efficiency. It's needing some TLC. The University of Maryland's Medical Center did some investigating into an herb that helps immunity. They investigated American ginseng. They tested it on lab animals, and they determined that it does boost immune function, and they think it's due to its powerful antioxidants, its genocides, and polysaccharides. They also admitted the American ginseng helps lower blood sugar levels in people with diabetes. And they found that it also inhibits growth of tumors, cancerous tumors, and was effective against the cold and flu viruses. They suggested that American ginseng also offers cognitive enhancement and a feeling of well-being. So it looks like, you know, ginseng's pretty, well, they call it a panacea in some parts of the world, and that's why. So if you got some ill health, ill health will cause a lot of tension in the body, hinders the healing process. So they also said American ginseng offers a relaxing effect. So if there's a lot of tension and stress, ginseng. Now, there is a caveat. If you tend to have weak cardio or arrhythmias, heart flutters, you may want to suspend using ginseng because it does have a bit of a cardio stimulant to it. H.G. Bowen had this quote to say. He said, "Nature, time, and patience are the three great physicians." This is true, because if you are embarking on a natural therapy to correct a problem, you're going to have to be patient. You're going to need 3 or 4 months of work, typically on average, to see results. And you have to be consistent, okay? So whether it's dietary or you're changing up your supplement lineup and you're getting more whole foods going, you got to give the body time to purge all the nasty stuff, all the proteins that really cause a lot of inflammation for you, and also to start to the repair process. So it can take several months. So you don't want to get too impatient with things. The average is 4 months on stuff. Now, people ask me a lot of times, should I mix my supplements with my drugs? Well, because of the support American ginseng offers, for example, it would not be recommended that you use the herb with a lot of prescription meds, like for diabetes, if you're taking stimulants or prescription pain meds or antidepressants or blood pressure or anticoagulant meds. A lot of times your herbs can interfere with the absorption uptake of those type of drugs. And they work against one another, so not a good idea. And you can learn this stuff. It's not hard. You learned how to take the driver's test at the DMV, right? You studied, you know. You did. You practiced driving. Now it's just like, you know, brushing teeth and tying your shoes. So you can learn about herbs. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. So I encourage you to do so. Because, you know, if you're going to have medication shortages like we're seeing, and you're on a medication for life as a metabolic support, there's going to come a day when you're probably not going to be able to have that medicine, and then you're going to have an issue. So you may want to look into some things that are alternatives and do your homework there and protect yourself. Really do. Protect yourself. Okay, so we're going to talk about, we got a few minutes, we're going to talk about synergy, because a lot of times when you're using herbs in combinations together, like a lot of times herbalists will use ginsengs with other herbs or cayennes with other herbs, and it has a bit of a synergistic action. So it even can magnify the other herb and its power. So a lot of times, for instance, like Windsor Medical University found out dandelion kills all known cancer cells, and then herbalists found that if you add an immune support herb like astragalus to it, it magnifies the power of the dandelion. So we're talking about synergistic action here. In the Greek culture, they talked about these type of elements that work in harmony together, and they called it synergy. So synergy is a Greek word meaning working together. And scientifically speaking, it refers to a phenomenon involving two or more elements working together to create an effect greater than the effect involving using the elements separately. So just like, you know, the pillow animals that refuse to walk on the same, plow animals, I don't know where pillow came in, the plow animals that may refuse to walk on the same side of the street in the same direction, when you don't have cooperation like that, it's called in the medical profession an antagonism. So you got two therapies working against each other. Okay, the oxes are not pulling in the same direction. You have a real problem. So you have two influences that are combined, but they have a lesser effect, a negative effect. So the phenomenon of synergy basically is not a new one. And it can be traced back to even biblical times where the Apostle Paul mentions mankind's duty to work with or in accordance with God's laws and ordinances. That's in Romans chapter 8. And Paul gives the analogy of the divine cosmic cooperation that we are fellow workers with God cultivating the harvest of believers, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. However, by 1925, the idea of synergy kind of took on a more scientific tone. So there is this theory of drug synergy. The drug companies quickly took up that theory of drugs interacting with chemistry to enhance effects. So preparations of codeine and ibuprofen were used to exploit the synergistic action of the pain reliever. This approach is used with antidepressants and also your street drugs. But unfortunately, negative side effects were not predicted. So the combinations that man assembled cause a greater reaction, and then the elements used on an individual basis, well, you had some unwanted effects. So what happens when drugs are combined to enhance their synergistic effects and there is an exaggerated or exploited effect? Well, the exaggerated effect is, in most cases, will produce respiratory depression or respiratory arrest, and that can be fatal. And you know, the EPA they also define synergy. Yeah, they say, their definition, it's used to access risk management of toxic elements. So the EPA, their synergy means a mixture response that exceeds the predicted dose addition. So the EPA emphasizes that synergy doesn't mean a mixture is dangerous. They also state that the antagonism element doesn't always make a mixture safe, and each depends on added doses. Well, if you think about it, the chemistry that you have with your spouse, your children, your coworkers is also an interaction of synergy. And human behavior alone is one thing. Add another person, and the outcome can be very different. So Americans during World War II who sacrificed and came together under a common goal, well, that was an example of synergy as well. And this all matters because, you know, governments, big banks, and corporations, they tend to exploit synergy. That's what they do. Campbell's Soup, Ford Motor Corporation, Disney World, and the Alphabet News Networks all use synergy. That's what they do. So when Walt Disney licensed the character Mickey Mouse, and they licensed it out to other firms to use in ads, this was an advertising synergy. A sponsor sign displayed on the side of a racetrack is another example of synergy, but we call it merchandising. That's right. So you got some synergistic herbs. Some of my combinations, because I'm running out of time, some of my combinations I like is I like to pair ginseng with immune boosters like astragalus and echinaceas. I like to use cayenne with other herbs, not only as for a synergistic action, but it's a circulatory agent, and the circulatory agent takes the other medicinal properties of the herbs around the body quickly. So I like to use cayennes. So those are examples of synergy. If you're looking on the website, thepowerherbs.com, or in their catalog, you'll see a product called My Three Amigos. And so that was the ginsengs, the astragalus, and American ginseng, Siberian ginseng, and astragalus, and immune booster echinaceas. So you have a combination there that works together to boost the effect of each of the herbs. And it's just pretty amazing if you want to nip something in the bud quickly when you get a first symptom of something. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check it out. If you want information to start your process of learning more and being empowered, sign up for their free newsletters under the Books and Newsletters tab. They also have a Power Herbs ebook download. You can learn a lot there. And listening to the show, you learn too. So their catalog is also very beneficial, and it explains ingredients, counter-regulatory information, benefits. So the catalog's free. You can request one online at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, they have their Labor Day sale going on, so if you're wanting to pick up some Three Amigos, heart attack packs, pandemic kits, cleansing products, this is a great time. You'll save 25%, get stocked up for, you know, the flu season, and be empowered out there. Use coupon code LABOR23 online, over the phone, or on your order form. Details are also on the website at thepowerherbs.com. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.